by weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, mid-70s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the lower 40s. As we head into Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies and cooler temps. Right now, it's 64.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA shows as of Sunday, the U.S. corn crop 15% harvested, and the percentage is 1 point behind normal. 57% is in good to excellent, 4 point drop from a week ago. Soybean harvest 5% ahead of normal, now at 20% complete. Still 55% in the good to excellent category, but that is a drop of 9 points from a week ago. Winter wheat planting is now at 35% complete, a couple of points ahead of normal, and 10% of the winter wheat crop has now emerged. Good quality cropland sold well at auctions during a pre-harvest sales season. And the old real estate adage that quality sales is holding true in the land market, according to Randy Dickhut with Farmers National Company. He said the higher quality cropland that comes up for sale at auction through a private treaty is listed as in demand. He said the current strength in land values is in contrast to just a few months ago when it was thought that land values would be steady at best due to lower commodity prices and challenges to farm income. Leading into harvest this year, agriculture endured months of supply chain challenges, especially in the meat industry. Lower ethanol demand and lower commodity prices, it reduced yield prospects from wind and dryness and uncertain government support. All this, they say, was weighing on the minds of land buyers and sellers as they were evaluating their decision to either buy or sell land. But one important factor surfaced in March that continues today, that is the presence of an increased number of individuals who want to own farmland for the first time or add to their ag land holdings. This lends to an increase in demand for good cropland and supports those prices. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly has announced that she's advocating for universal mask wearing across the entire state of Kansas, along with increase in testing across the state to help battle COVID-19.
That's why, to keep our successes going, we need a coordinated statewide approach for mask wearing and testing. And we need to get 150,000 Kansans quality, affordable health care by expanding Medicaid.
The governor has been pushing Medicaid expansion going into election season after concerns of a potentially more conservative legislature that may block the Medicaid expansion bill in the 2021 legislative session.
It is my duty as governor to impart the seriousness of this situation and continue seeking solutions and resources that will keep Kansas communities safe and healthy.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report a 7-day record for coronavirus cases with an increase of 16% of tests for the virus coming back positive. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss the Chisholm Trail Gun Show, one of Wichita's and Kansas' oldest and most popular gun shows. And it takes place Saturday and Sunday, October 10th and 11th at Hartman Arena in Park City. Doors open at 9 o'clock both days. The Chisholm Trail Antique Gun Association's October show is one show you won't want to miss. Table after table of guns, hunting supplies, ammunition and shooting supplies, buying, selling, and trading. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show, October 10th and 11th at Hartman Arena. All COVID-related Sedgwick County health advisories will be adhered to.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Authorities say capital murder charges were filed yesterday in the 2016 triple homicide of a man, a woman, and unborn child at a Topeka apartment complex. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagi said at a news conference that 38-year-old Yanez Sanford was arrested yesterday in Independence, Missouri. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Sanford faces charges linked to the shooting deaths of 23-year-old Dominic Ray, 20-year-old Camera Trotter, and her unborn son. She was in her third trimester of the pregnancy. He faces charges of capital murder, first-degree premeditated murder, attempted murder, rape, kidnapping, aggravated kidnapping, and aggravated burglary. And officials say criminals have targeted Kansas's unemployment system in a multi-billion dollar fraud scheme that has delayed relief payments to thousands of people around the state who lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. The acting secretary of Kansas Department of Labor, Ryan Wright, says the agency has blocked at least 45,000 fraudulent payments this year. The agency doesn't know how much money the fraudsters are believed to have stolen so far across the state of Kansas. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Supporters of medical marijuana have launched a new campaign to place the issue before voters in a future year after the Nebraska Supreme Court blocked the measure from appearing on the general election ballot. Campaign activists submitted new paperwork to the Secretary of State's office with simpler ballot language in hopes of stopping the kind of court challenge that kept this year's measure off the ballot. Supporters said they also plan to introduce a bill in the 2021 legislative session, although previous efforts to do so have failed amid opposition from conservatives. Nebraska reported 901 new coronavirus cases and two deaths linked to COVID-19 over the weekend. The state's online virus tracker yesterday showed 44,063 cases in Nebraska that have tested positive since the outbreak began. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the 7-day rolling average of new daily cases in the state has risen over the past 2 weeks. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Eck Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty Eck Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example, 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock, QTO 464, MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000, alternative cash rebate 9,000, sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offers expire September 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some 80 Marshall County landowners and citizens reportedly spoke against the Irish Creek Wind Farm development Monday before county commissioners proceeded to vote in favor of signing five agreements covering development, contribution, road use, decommissioning, and complaint resolution. The agreements are detailed as well as frequently asked questions on the county website and Marshall County Clerk's Facebook page. Concerns with questionable wording in those agreements were voiced, as well as a lack of enforceable components and sections which are said to be in violation of looking out for the health and welfare of residents. The site plan, road haul route, and decommissioning details will be forthcoming with the signing of the initial agreements on Monday. Marshall County Health Department Monday added another 5 more active COVID-19 cases, which brings the current level to 11, now with 20 recoveries to date. Nearly a quarter of these are ages 34 to 44, with half ages 44 and up, with a strong number of those 55 and older. Washington County announced Friday a community spread incidence of COVID-19, whereby an individual contracted the virus with no known exposure or recent travel. They emphasized the continued importance of social distancing and using basic precautions. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved moving forward with construction of a dog park on city-owned property off Jackson Street at the south edge of the city. A number of questions were addressed by the volunteer group, which has undertaken planning and fundraising efforts. Primary concern was the city crew accepting additional mowing responsibilities for the 4-acre site. It was requested the city adopt mowing, trash removal, and spraying. After a lengthy back-and-forth session, the group was given permission to proceed. Maggie Kiekhafer was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. She talked about the dog park and plans.
Probably about a year ago, started working with the city, and they gave us multiple locations, and we spent a lot of time going over those with the pros and cons, and we've settled on this location at 8th and Jackson. It has very good visibility from the highway. It's not too secluded, but it has a creek that you would cross to enter, and we think it's very pretty and would add a lot of character to it.
Fundraising has generated roughly half the estimated costs so far and continues.
We kind of estimated the overall cost of the park to be right around $48,000 to $51,000. We are currently, I believe, just a little under halfway there. If they would like to contact Maureen Christ or any of us on the dog park board, we also have a Facebook page, and donations can also be made directly to the city on behalf of the dog park.
In other business, approval was given for use of the city park October 17th for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Squirrel Jam. The event will be held the same day as the Pony Express Gravel Dash, which will be based at former Union Pacific Depot. A proposal for alley repairs from 10th to 11th Streets north of Memorial Presbyterian Church through the sales tax fund created discussion. No cost estimate was given, with city crews doing the work. Approval was given. Kevin Throm expressed concern with a $17,000 mobilization charge from Hall Brothers for reconstruction of several blocks of 6th Street that is being done in two phases, one this fall, another next spring, which will then result in another $17,000 mobilization expense. He spoke in favor of both projects, but questioned the significant mobilization charges that would be assessed twice if the project is split into two phases. He also expressed concern with continued deterioration of many sections of curb and gutter in the community, suggesting the city prioritize plans to begin work repairing these before streets are further affected. Mandy Cook was appointed to a position on the City Convention and Tourism Committee. Robert M. Putri, age 80, formerly of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Interment in the Calvary Cemetery, Wymore. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7. At the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Robert Putri. Paul J. Kiefer, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Paul Kiefer.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life that you United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you need a reliable contractor for residential basements, foundations, retaining walls, as well as driveways, patios, and sidewalks, call on Inline Construction. Quality work at reasonable rates. They do ag and commercial work as well, including building and grain pads and commercial approaches for existing buildings. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525.
A leading moderate voice, a free-thinking, sensible centrist. Words you don't typically hear in today's politics, but it's how leading newspapers describe Dr. Barbara Beaulieu, because there's nothing typical about her. Dr. Beaulieu didn't come from politics. She worked years in the operating room, and she first got into public service to simply make health care more affordable. She's leading the fight in Topeka to keep rural hospitals open and end surprise medical billing. A doctor driven by common sense and facts, not party politics and spin. And right now, with this pandemic, that's exactly what we need in Washington. It's why over 80 Republican officials have crossed over to endorse her campaign for U.S. Senate. They know Dr. Beaulieu will focus on what matters most.
I'm Barbara Beaulieu. Especially right now with this virus, we need leaders willing to put political differences aside and just make health care more affordable.
Paid for by Beaulieu for Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a high-pressure system overhead as well as a tilted upper-level trough bringing our winds aloft out of the north-northwest, bringing us a little bit of some breezy conditions across the area. We'll continue with quiet weather for tonight. Continuing into tomorrow, we have a dry cold front that's going to push through as we head into tomorrow night, which is going to bring us some cool temperatures as we head towards the end of the week, highs only in the lower 60s. We'll continue with mostly sunny skies, and we'll continue to see quiet weather for the weekend and mild temperatures. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s, wind gust at 25. Tonight, clear skies, upper 40s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, mid-70s, wind gust at 30. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the lower 40s. As we head into Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
The seasons are changing, so why not change up the look of your home? New fall items have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Shop flags, signs large and small, candles, table settings, and of course, your Kansas City Chiefs decor. From rustic to whimsical, find it all in downtown Marysville at Reflections Hallmark. More than just your favorite Hallmark store. Pre-order your keepsake ornaments now.
Average high temperature, late September 76, recent record high, 87 in 2002. The average low 48, record low of 35 set in 2005. It was 39 degrees this morning in Marysville. Sunset this evening 7:10, sunrise in the morning 7:21.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The handyman's secret weapon can be a gardener's best friend, too. We will share some clever duct tape hacks for the garden on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121.
800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 29th, the 273rd day of the year. British naval hero Horatio Nelson and America's singing cowboy Gene Autry were born on this day. Don't let your home handyman monopolize that roll of duct tape. Along with mending hoses and tool handles, check out these clever ways to put it to use in the garden. Old sneakers become waterproof garden shoes when wrapped with duct tape. Sponges become makeshift knee pads. Just tape them around your pant legs. Use it to remove burrs or sticky seeds from your clothing. Duct tape makes a great insect catcher as well. Wrap it sticky side out around your hat to control biting flies. And blister-prone spots on your hand won't need Band-Aids if you first cover them with duct tape. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Along with a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model pickups, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2020 Chevy Traverse Premier, 2020 Chevy Equinox Premier and LT package, the new 2020 Buick Enclave Premium and Buick Encore Preferred are awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, Good Tuesday. Patrick Mahomes put on a show while outperforming Lamar Jackson, and the Kansas City Chiefs played the role of defending Super Bowl champions to a T in a 34-20 thumping of the Baltimore Ravens. Just about everything Mahomes did worked against an overmatched Baltimore defense that had allowed only two touchdowns in its first two games. Mahomes threw for four touchdown passes to help the Chiefs emphatically end the Ravens' 14-game regular season winning streak while extending their own run to 12 games, including playoffs. Jackson is 21-4 as the Ravens' starting quarterback, with three of those losses to Mahomes and the Chiefs. On Saturday, five-time defending conference champion Oklahoma opened league play with a shocking home loss to Kansas State, perhaps opening the door for another program to finally step in and claim the title. Iowa State can put Oklahoma's season on the ropes this Saturday when the Cyclones host the Sooners. Mid-American at Work Sports.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a 2-for-1. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. 2-for-1. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's 2-for-1 deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example, 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock, 2TO464, MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000, alternative cash rebate $9,000, sale price $46,980. Level qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire September 30th, 2020.
After throwing for a career-high 334 yards and accounting for four touchdowns in Kansas State's win at number 3 Oklahoma, senior quarterback Skylar Thompson was named to the Davey O'Brien Grade 8 list in addition to being a Manning Star of the Week yesterday. With his inclusion on the Davey O'Brien Grade 8 list, Thompson will now be added to the award's midseason watch list. It's the second time in as many years that he's been honored for his performance by both organizations, the first being after leading the Wildcats to a victory over the fifth-ranked Sooners last year. And if you missed it, after 14 seasons, 7 gold gloves, 3 all-star appearances, and a World Series win, Alex Gordon is calling it a career. He played his final game at Kauffman Stadium yesterday. No fans in the stands. Gordon finishes his career with a .257 batting average, 190 home runs, and a .944 fielding percentage over 1,752 career games. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You may recall that the Studebaker Company began as a wagon maker and transitioned into making cars. This company did the same thing, plus they made bikes and motorcycles, yet you may have never heard their name. You'll meet one of their family on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
As Lewis Miller will tell you, his lineage links him to a major transportation company.
I am the direct descendant of the Mitchell Lewis Company that made Mitchell wagons, Mitchell bicycles, Mitchell motorcycles, and a Mitchell automobile.
Lewis says it all began with one of his ancestors who was handy making wagons.
My great-great-great-grandfather was a wheelwright in Scotland, and he migrated to Fort Dearborn, which is downtown Chicago today, in 1832. He made the first wagon in Fort Dearborn.
The wagon company soon moved to Wisconsin, eventually building a manufacturing plant in Racine.
Rumor has it why he moved further north was to get closer to the North Woods in Wisconsin because they needed a lot of oak for their wagons. But that's when the wagon company went big. And when Henry Mitchell died, my great-great-grandfather, William Turner Lewis, took over the wagon factory, kept it going and doing very well. In his zenith, we are reported turning out 100 wagons a day.
At the end of the 19th century, the Mitchell Company was transitioning from wagons into other forms of transportation.
They made bicycles, and then all of a sudden they started making motorcycles. And in 1902, from the motorcycles, they made their first prototype, the Mitchell Automobile. And in 1903, we started selling the automobile, same year as Henry Ford did.
The company was on the brink of becoming one of the major auto manufacturers in the nation and world. The story of what happened to that company is next time as we travel the countryside. In Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
quality of crops grown under a high tunnel is only as good as the soil they live in. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Take some time to rebuild soil structure, add nutrients, and flood it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The benefits are many when you grow produce under a high tunnel: season extension, pest management, harvest quality, and yield. But one disadvantage of a high tunnel is soil sustainability. When you grow several crops and do a lot of tilling, you're quickly depleting the soil. Joe Hannon is a horticulture field specialist at Iowa State University. He says to work in compost to rebuild soil structure and add fertilizers if a soil test indicates nutrient deficiencies. You must also have a plan to get rid of salt buildup in the soil.
From your fertilizer, whether it's compost or a bagged fertilizer, you also get salt buildup from your irrigation water because you're only putting on the amount of water that you need. You know, we go out in the field, we get excess water every year, and that leaches those salts out of the root zone. We get in the high tunnel, we don't have that. Usually I tell people to go in once a year and leach out that high tunnel and leach out those salts.
Do this by grabbing a hose or other watering device and flood the high tunnel with no less than a couple inches of water.
Get that soil wet and moving so that water is moving down through the soil profile. I think once a year is sufficient. You have to look at, what does your cropping system allow you to do it? Does it allow you to do it in the spring, or do you have to do it in the fall? I got some clients that it hits October 1st, they're done, they're closing out, they flood and they leave for a month or two. Now I got other clients that they really don't get up and going until late April, May.
Hannon says another option is to plant salt-tolerant cover crops, which will help remove salts from the soil. Also, be sure to clean out debris at the end of every season to prevent overwintering of soil-borne insects and disease. Find more tips for high tunnel soil maintenance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. will offer the tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
If you're like me, you have good intentions to get in shape and lose weight. But life honestly gets in the way, and it's so easy to get off track. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, financial fitness is a lot like physical fitness. To make it happen, you need to strengthen your core. Understanding your financial decisions reflect your faith. Be willing to see money as a tool rather than a goal for your life. Just like all those sit-ups, this can be easier said than done. Then track your monthly income and spending, and cut the fat in your budget. Next, set targets for your fitness journey, like saving a set amount of money every month, or investing a percentage of your pay in a 401k plan or other retirement account. Make sure you have a target for sharing with others, too. If you need a coach to help you, well, consider contacting a financial professional. It's worth it to be financially fit. You get clarity about your money and have a life filled with gratitude and meaning.
Today, part two in a series marking National Chicken Month on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Jenny Rhodes raises half a million chickens every year on her Centerville, Maryland farm, but she makes sure each one gets cared for properly. Rhodes, who also works as a county extension agent, puts a focus on animal welfare.
So you got 20 to 30,000 chickens in one poultry barn, what we call them chicken houses. But really, it's about each individual chicken, so I had to really start thinking different about animal welfare and the importance of that each individual chicken is taken care of, which they are. And there's always things that we can learn to be better farmers. As long as it's science-based, I'm open to looking at it and see how I can be a better farmer and then also certainly a better teacher with being a county ag agent and teaching adults and really our community about agriculture.
Rhodes has two adult sons who also farm.
We are family farms. We may have LLCs or corporations set up, but we've only done that because of liability to protect ourselves. But at the end of the day, we are a family farm, and I spend my best time with my sons and with my grandchildren in the chicken house, working in the chicken house. That's really the best place to be.
Tomorrow, Rhodes reflects on the impact of the pandemic on the food system. Meanwhile, learn more at chickencheck.in. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Greg, Nathan, and Kendall Peterson run a successful farming operation together near Azaria, Kansas. But the trio is best known as the Peterson Farm Brothers, whose entertaining and educational YouTube videos on farming have now more than 65 million views. Greg Peterson shares on what inspired the brothers in their latest music video, quote, Corn Revolution, and how Pioneer is helping to get the word out by donating to FFA for every share that the video gets. And speaking with Tess Seibel, the National Future Farmers of America Organization Eastern Region Vice President, adds, benefiting future generations of corn farmers.
My brothers and I came up with Corn Revolution as a sort of tribute to what we see in our fields every day, and especially at harvest because of where today's seed technology is at.
Research and development has paved the way to grow plants with better roots than back in the day. There are scientists running tests across the land. It's revolutionary, y'all. We understand it's a corn revolution.
We plant Pioneer Corn, so we wanted to partner with them to help us get the word out in a way that could also benefit future generations of corn farmers.
For every share that the video Corn Revolution gets on YouTube, Pioneer will donate $1 to the National Future Farmers of America, all the way up to $20,000.
We appreciate Pioneer's support of FFA and the next generation of leaders, and we encourage you to share with your friends the excitement of Corn Revolution.
And it is so easy to donate. All you have to do is search for Peterson Farm Bros up on YouTube, as you'll find their channel, watch the video, and click share. That's the news, and with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Eck Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade, regardless of make or model. We'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty Eck Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select 10 stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 20464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer.
Office New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new water management tool, OpenET, will soon be available to farmers and ranchers to develop and help maintain their water management plans in the form of an app on their iPhone or Android device. Robin Grimm, a senior manager of Water Information Systems for the Environmental Defense Fund, says OpenET will use publicly available satellite and weather data
to provide consistent and trusted estimates on water consumption at the field scale across 17 Western states. In doing so, OpenET is filling one of the biggest data gaps for the thousands of farmers and water managers across the West who are making important decisions about water every day. With increasing scarcity, these farmers and water managers are often being asked to do more with less. And one of the most basic pieces of information they need is data on evapotranspiration, or ET. So that's the ET and OpenET.
Grimm says the app will assist agriculture in answering many questions on consistent consumptive water use data for irrigated agriculture, and that accounts for a majority of the water use in the Western U.S.
But during recent droughts, I think we've all seen in different ways how vulnerable our water supplies are that produce this food. So ultimately, it kind of comes back to that familiar saying, you can't manage what you can't measure. So we need accurate data to protect and manage our water supplies. This data will also help farmers' bottom lines in these trying times. We've seen farmers with this data be able to reduce applied water use by 20 to 40% while still sustaining crop yields and quality in some places.
OpenET is being led by NASA and the Desert Research Institute and the Environmental Defense Fund with in-kind support from Google Earth Engine. The technical team includes about 30 researchers and practitioners. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Harvest time, the payday of a year's worth of hard work. With all that's gone on this year, make sure you don't add to the story because of a farm accident. This station and AgView.net want you to take time and be safe. Overhead power lines, unattentive drivers, and hurry can change a community in a moment. Stop, look, and listen. The life you save may be your own. The radio brings you many messages. This one is to thank safety every day. Have a great and safe harvest from this station at AgView.net.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Orion Samuelson here again to talk about presidents I have had the opportunity to meet and visit with during my 60 years at WGN Radio covering agriculture. I'll talk about them after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Whoever thought that a dairy farmer from Wisconsin would have the opportunity to sit down in the White House or at various events and do a one-on-one interview with presidents of the United States? I certainly couldn't have imagined that when I was growing up. But during my time as a farm broadcaster, I've had the opportunity to meet and visit with 9 presidents of the United States, some who had served their terms and were in retirement, but I always found it fascinating to talk to world leaders, which truly they were. And I talked a few weeks ago about some of my favorite presidents, so let me refresh you on what I said at that time. And when I was asked by an FFA member several years ago who my favorite presidents, Republican and Democrat, were, I gave him this answer. My favorite Democratic president, Harry Truman, who I interviewed after he had served as president and had the opportunity to sit down with he and his wife in their home in Independence, Missouri, and talk about his views of the world as president of the United States. I also had the opportunity to visit with the Bush presidents, both George W. and George H.W. My favorite Republican president, I guess I'm partial to the former farm broadcaster, the former sports broadcaster, I should say, Ronald Reagan, because we shared a lot of similar activities in our careers. But I had the opportunity to MC his birthday party at his hometown in Dixon, Illinois, and spend some time talking with he and Nancy Reagan. Other presidents, Barack Obama, interviewed him because, of course, he was from Illinois. The other presidents that I had the opportunity to visit with and talk to were people like Lyndon Johnson, and who took over for President Kennedy. I did interview and drink a scotch with then-Senator John Kennedy, who was campaigning in the 1960 election, the campaign against Richard Nixon, and had the opportunity, because his aides asked after the senator held a press conference in Green Bay, Wisconsin, if I could hang around after the press conference and talk dairying with the senator. I said, of course. And so for about 20 minutes, I sat in the bar at the Northland Hotel in Green Bay, Wisconsin, sipped a scotch with Senator John Kennedy, talked about dairying and government dairy policy. Some great memories. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Linda's Insurance Agency asks if there are any changes to your farming operations. Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of insurance adequate? Do you need to add options? Any changes need to be made on policy change forms by September 30th. For additional details, contact Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Owning a piece of land doesn't mean you have to live on it. If you're an absentee rural landowner, know how to protect your investment on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get out in front of your harvest with a newly redesigned and vastly improved Lexion Combine from Claas. The world's most productive combine now harvests 31% more acres per hour with up to 43% greater fuel efficiency than its competitors. Lightning fast unloading speeds and the industry's largest grain tank. Get the only combine that harvests more in less time without sacrificing quality. For those who run the numbers, get ready to run the all-new Lexion Combine.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Land that's a few miles from our acreage. It's not something they can check on every day, so the family that rents it monitors the land, doing fertility tests and such. They also rent our grain bins and watch conditions there. Ray Ridlin is an extension educator at Oklahoma State University. He says being an absentee landowner does not mean out of sight, out of mind. If you expect to make a profit from the land, you have to monitor what's going on to maintain your investment.
You want to improve the land or at least maintain it. That's what we run into an awful lot. You know, a lot of these lands get overstocked. They just don't have the capacity to run as many livestock. So obviously the person renting it wants to run as many head of livestock as they can, and that can go into degradation pretty quickly.
Ridlin recommends going out at least twice a year with a camera. Take pictures from the same place each time to see if things are improving, declining, or maintaining quality. It's also a good idea to have a relationship with the neighbors so they can keep an eye on things in your absence. Regardless of how you came to own the property, you may be in a situation where you have no idea what to do with the land. Your local extension office or Natural Resources Conservation Service can be a big help.
What quality of land is it? What can it actually raise? Soil depth, because not everything's tillable and farmable. So that's one thing people need to know. And then the extension office can work with the individual on estate planning. Can also work with them on getting a lease agreement. We have lease forms.
I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips on being an absentee rural landowner at agriculture.com.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Aside from the livestock, here through the lunch hour, still mostly weaker numbers across the board. We'll start with the livestock, though, as October live cattle now up a dollar at 108.95. December up 150 at 113.15. Feeder cattle also with a triple-digit gain. October feeders up to 142.80. That's up a dollar 85 today. November up 265 to 143.75. However, the lean hogs mostly lower now as October drops 32 cents to 72.37 and triple digit losses beyond that. Mostly lower through the grain still. December corn down 2 1/4 at 364 and a half. March into next year also down 2 cents at 373 and a half. Chicago, spring, and Kansas City wheat all feeling some pressure. December Kansas City wheat specifically down 7.25 to 475.5. March at 485.75. That's down 7 cents. Soybeans with a little bit of a lighter weakness today. They were feeling double-digit losses earlier, but November beans still down 3 cents at 9.93 1/4. January to 9.97 1/4. That's down 3. Soybean meal for the immediate month of October still sharply lower, down to 3.30. That's down 2.60 on the day. And soy oil down 52 points at 32.77. Cotton also with some pressure as December's down 69 points, sitting right on 65. Energy markets here are still with a triple-digit loss for crude oil. November crude oil down 167 a barrel, selling at 38.92. December crude oil to 39.21, that's down 166. Unleaded gas loses a nickel today, currently down at 119 a gallon. Heating oil down 3 as well to 110. And natural gas sharply lower, down 24 at 255. A look at the stock markets here through the midday. The Dow falling more 150 points. The S&P 500 down 16 at 3,335. And the NASDAQ drops 25 points at 11,091. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to School means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Office of choice.
KNDY had asked what you liked about us, and the response was great. You love the music, of course, and the local news and sports coverage. You like that we provide up-to-the-minute weather info, keeping you safe and informed. Some of you had just started listening to KNDY, while others have been tuning in for years. You listen at home, you listen at work, you listen whenever and wherever you can. One said KNDY beats all of the other stations, hands down. And another loves that we are a hometown business with the heart of small town America. Many said KNDY is their go-to station. Thanks again, and keep listening to KNDY.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.